Good morning. Goodness gracious. This is about as close to on time as an on time takeoff as we've had at this meeting since I've been around. Members, welcome back to the Banking and Insurance Committee. If anybody has a desire to speak from public, please fill out a speaker card. I've been given the standard script, which says we have a very busy agenda, which is not entirely accurate. We have a slightly lighter agenda today than we've had in the past, but only lighter in volume, certainly not in critical need. Senator Garcia, how are you today? Nice to see you. Senator Simmons, nice to see you. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Richter.
Here.
Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Alexander. Senator Bennett.
Here.
Senator Bogdanoff. Senator Fasano.
Here.
Senator Hayes.
Here.
Senator Margolis.
Here.
Senator Negron.
Here.
Senator Ulrich.
Here.
Senator Sobel. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Members, I'm going to turn the chair over to Senator Smith, as I have some courtesy amendments that I'll be offering up on Senator Simmons' bill. So I'm going to turn the chair over to Senator Smith, and then I may have to exit this committee meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, we're going to go to tab 1, Senate Bill 1152 by Senator Simmons on limited liability companies. Senator Simmons, you're recognized to explain your bill, but first let's deal with the courtesy amendment so you can explain the courtesy amendment. Members, there are two amendments. The first is a courtesy amendment, barcode 147074 by Senator Richter. Senator Simmons, you're recognized to explain that courtesy amendment.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members. This is merely a technical amendment that changes the reference to transferable interest to the rights of an assignee.
Any questions on the amendment? Without objection, show the amendment adopted. Senator Simmons, I was wrong. I thought that the Curtis Amendment was a strike all. So if you could please go back and explain the bill before we deal with the Second Amendment.
Great.
Thank you.
Members, this bill arises after the Florida Supreme Court decided a case called Olmstead. And Olmstead versus FTC was a 2010 decision in which the Florida Supreme Court ruled that a judgment creditor of a single member owner of a limited liability company had more than the rights of simply a charging lien. It was not the sole remedy. Not only did that indicate that a creditor of an owner of a limited liability company could go after more than just having a charging lien, which means getting distributions of income from the limited liability company. The indication was is that a creditor could do this if it were a multi-member LLC. Members, an LLC, a limited liability company, is a hybrid entity that's a cross between a corporation and a partnership. Its purpose is to act like a partnership, but have the limited liability of a corporation. Business people want it because it's taxed like a partnership, but has limited liability like a corporation. This bill is a compromise between the Florida Bar members and the Florida Bankers Association. The Florida Bar was looking for a way to assure that the Florida Limited Liability Company is a viable entity that business people will use here in Florida, and the Florida Bankers Association is looking to protect banks who lend to individuals and who might borrow money and then transfer an interest into an LLC to hide from creditors. So that is the bill.
Are there any questions on the bill, members? Senator Bennett.
Thanks, Senator. Senator Simmons, the way I understand it, you correct me if I'm wrong, and as you know, I'm not an attorney, but if Senator Fasano and I and Senator Negron all have an LLC, and in this case, we'll go ahead and sue Senator Negron, it's easier. And so they sue Senator Negron, he's in default, and on another deal, has nothing to do with our deal. And so they want to attach Senator Negron's assets. They cannot attach the assets. The only thing that, because Senator Fasano and I are partial owners of this corporation, the only thing that they could do is attach his portion of the distribution of profits from the LLC. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And
it's because it's a multi-member LLC. If it were a single-member LLC, this bill assures and confirms that a charging order is not the sole remedy that a creditor has against that single member of the owner of the LLC, and you can literally take his or her interest away.
Okay, so let me, if I can, Mr. Chairman. So with your bill, at the end of the day, with your bill, I realize, you know, I can imagine right now what the bankers would like to have, and my good friend sitting down there saying, yes, that's what I want. However, at the end of the day, if I understand it, with your amendments that it's going to end up, is Senator Fasano and I would still own our share, and it would only be charging. But if I'm a single member LLC, then I'm assuming that the amendments that the Bankers Association wants today would say if it's a single member LLC, all bets are off. Is that true?
That is correct.
Are there any other questions? Okay, we have another amendment to get in the right posture. We have amendment barcoded. Huh? Yeah, we adopted the First Amendment. We have another amendment, 526356, by Senator Richter as a courtesy. Senator Simmons, you recognize to explain 526356.
Yes, members, this is the compromise language between the Florida Bankers Association and the business law section and the real property section and the tax law section of the Florida Bar. It simply assures and confirms it's something that the bankers wanted, and that is under subsection D, it's starting at line 11, and it assures that these limitations on the ability to go after someone who is a member of a multi-member LLC does not deprive the court of continuing jurisdiction to enforce the charging order in a manner consistent with the section. In other words, the idea is that there are still equitable principles that the courts have to go after creditors who are hiding assets and doing things like that, and this is a way of assuring and confirming that those equitable principles still exist and the court has continuing jurisdiction in order to help protect a creditor who is trying to go after those assets in that charging order.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Without objection, shall the amendment adopted? Any questions on the bill as amended? Senator Bennett.
Thank you. It's obvious I own a couple of LLCs. Let's make sure where we're at the end of the day here. Is there anything in your bill that changes the makeup of the LLC, of how much, what percentage of the LLC would have to be owned by any particular partner?
Senator. The bill doesn't change any of that. It only deals with the right of a creditor who goes against and obtains a judgment against either a single member or a single member of a single member LLC or a member of a multi-member LLC and the various remedies between the two types of ownership.
Any more questions? Okay, we have a couple of public speaking cards. Bill Riley, Business Law Section, Florida Bar. We have Pete Dunbar, Real Property Section of the Florida Bar. Greg Black, Florida Bankers Association. And we have Brian Pitts, Justice for Jesus.
Thank you very much, Brian Pitts, on the matter. Thank you for the good amendments. It makes it a very good and excellent bill. Of course, the understanding intent of a limited liability company is not that a creditor can come in and sweep everybody. If something occurs, of course, it should be to the individual person where the debt is due. to protect the interests of limited liability company, the way it was interpreted with the courts, clearly didn't make it beneficial to have a limited liability company if all the other members could be sweet with one that just went into default or had some, you know, financial problems. So with the gimmick, with the amendment, it's excellent. It's a great bill. Thank you very much. Thank you, Senator, for bringing this forth. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Would no other speaker, is there a speaker's card for this bill? Chair Reeves, floor of the chamber. Great. We're back to the committee. Any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Senator Simmons, you recognize close on the bill?
Waive close.
Thank you. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Alexander, Senator Bennett?
Yes.
Senator Bogdanoff?
Yes.
Senator Fasano?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Senator Sobel?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Chairman Smith?
Yes. And on a motion by Senator Richter for a CS, shall the bill pass?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members.
Return the chair back over to Senator Richter.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Members, behind tab two is Senate Bill 1922 by Senator Garcia on health insurance. There is a late filed courtesy delete all amendment, barcode 568294 by Senator Ulrich. Without objection to the late filed, Senator Garcia, you are recognized to explain barcode 568294.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Created by the 2008 legislature, Florida Healthy Choice is establishing a voluntary marketplace where insurance and healthcare vendors, insurance agents, employers, and their employees can do business. A web-based shopping experience will provide easy access and side-by-side comparisons of products and services, and the programs will assist small employers with compliances under IRS Section 125. The corporation recently awarded a contract for third-party administrative services to Ceridian and eHealth to establish the technology infrastructure and customize the web-based shopping experience. The corporation has established steering committees of eligible vendors and insurance agents to assist and guiding the development. What the strike all amendment does, it streamlines the process, removes redundancies, conforms to the insurance code, and permits alignment with common insurance industry practices.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any objections? Without objection, show barcode 568294 adopted. We're now on the bill as amended, and I'm going to presume your description explained the bill as amended. So are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, is there any debate? There is a question. Yes, Senator Sobel, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know if the strike will address this issue, but I was reading in the notes that that in the eligibility and administration of the program, it removes the requirement that the program develop a methodology by which it will evaluate the actuarial soundness of the product and premiums offered by the plan, and eliminates the process for the programs to seek guidance from OIR regarding the approval or denial of inclusion of a plan or product. My question is, will this included in the strike is the same provision that will eliminate the evaluation of the actuarial soundness of the product? I'm looking to see how do we determine if the product is sound?
We have Roel Snath, the CEO of Florida Health Choices. Chairman, is that okay?
Roel Snath, representing Florida Health Choices. Yes. For information, you are recognized.
Thank you. I did file a speaker card for information purposes.
Yep.
Got it. Senator Sobel, the amendment, a couple things happened. The amendment removes redundancies in some of the issues. The Office of Insurance Regulation already reviews and declare and makes determinations on the actuarial soundness of insurance products. So the amendment says any risk-bearing products that are approved by OIR have already gone through that process, and it doesn't need to be done a second time.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, because, you know, we believe that actuarial soundness is a good thing in a product that's being offered to consumers.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Members, are there any further questions of the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions, we have no speaker cards other than the information from Rose Neff. Thank you, Rose. We're on debate. Is there any debate? Senator Garcia, you're welcome to Close. Waves is closed. Will the secretary please call the roll? Would you like a CS?
Please.
Senator Bennett moves to report Senate Bill 1922 as a committee substitute. Without objection, show the motion adopted. Now, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1922 as a committee substitute.
Senator Alexander. Senator Bennett.
Yes.
Senator Bogdanoff.
Yes.
Senator Fasano.
Yes.
Senator Hayes.
Yes.
Senator Margolis.
Yes.
Senator Negron.
Yes.
Senator Ulrich.
Yes.
Senator Sobel.
Yes.
Senator Smith.
Yes.
Chairman Richter.
Yes, and by your vote, show committee substitute for Senate Bill 1922 passing. Members, I'd just say this is our last meeting. It wasn't that long ago, but felt like about a couple years ago that we sat here for our first meeting. And I want to applaud the staff for all the work that they've put into the work that we've been able to conduct in this committee throughout this session so far. It started with that interim report, a lengthy interim report on sinkhole coverage, and I'm glad to announce that as the last meeting, we've managed to run this meeting about 17 minutes long, so maybe this will be a good start for future meetings or something for next year. But I want to thank the members of the committee for their engagement on the issues that we've undertaken in this committee, and I want to thank staff for always being prepared, always being available to the committee members and anybody else. Thank you for your expertise on the subject matter. And with that, this concludes our meeting, and Senator Margolis moves that we rise.